And away we go here on this Tuesday, August the 13th, 2019, 15, coming up on 16 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning on what has turned out to be kind of a soggy and gloomy Tuesday morning here in the month of August in Marion. Scott Spears along with you here for 2 hours of the early show on WWGH Radio. Hope everybody got the message yesterday that the early show now starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and runs through 10 o'clock in the morning. Yesterday, I think it was a little bit of a shock because for the first 2 weeks, we started at 6:30 and ran through 10 o'clock, and now we're running 8 to 10. So I hope that's good for everybody out there in the listening audience. If anybody heard the show yesterday or is hearing the show right now and has anything to say about that, give me a ring. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And if you know people who listen to this show who were not aware of the change, that we are now on 8 to 10, Monday through Friday, I hope you are letting them know. So, do you like the change? That's what we were trying to get at yesterday. Do you like the change in hours of this program? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, yesterday, we introduced some new trivia questions. Now, we had some guesses, but we only had one right answer yesterday. And we have a lot of things to give away here. We have Columbus Zoo tickets. We have Zumbezi Bay tickets. We have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We still have all those tickets available. And a lot of trivia questions. So let's try to run down these trivia questions again as we had them yesterday and see if we have any better luck with these today. So here we go. Here are the new trivia questions that we introduced yesterday. And at any time you want to call in if there's anything on your mind or you just want to answer a trivia question, give us a ring, 740-383-9944. When Larry King started his national radio show, I believe it was the first national talk radio show. When Larry King started that radio show, in the mid-1970s, he had a guest, Mutual Radio Network. He had a big guest for his first show. Can anybody tell me the first guest on the national Larry King radio show for the Mutual Network? Now, this show for Larry King eventually led to the big CNN show, which he did, I think, for 25 years. I think this is kind of where he got that notoriety, because prior to this, he was primarily working in Miami. But Mutual came and said, we want to do an all-night radio show, midnight to 5 a.m., and they wanted Larry to do it, and he got a big guest, and that show went on the air in the mid-1970s. So the question again, who was Larry King's first guest on his national nighttime radio show for the Mutual Network? That's question number one. Then we have three questions that have to do with President Harding, because I know there's always a lot of interest in President Harding trivia. So let's start here. What did President Harding's mother do for a living? Now, we talked a lot about President Harding's father because he lived longer. I think he outlived his son, a matter of fact. But we don't talk a whole lot about President Harding's mother. Now, does anybody know what President Harding's mother did for a living? That's question number two. Here's another President Harding question. How old was President Harding when he first started to have the health issues that would eventually take his life? Now, we all know that he died at a rather young age due to some heart ailments, or at least that's what we think. He started to have these ailments earlier in his life. Can anybody tell me the age that President Harding started to have these health issues? Now, if you know how old President Harding was when he died, which is not hard to figure out, you have a pretty good chance of guessing this one, because all you have to do is guess one of the years of his life. So that you might be able to get that on a guess. So again, the question is, how old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? And the final President Harding question that we have, what was President Harding's favorite drink? He had a favorite drink while he was in the White House, and I would imagine he had this drink before he went to the White House. But does anybody know what it was? What was President Harding's favorite drink? Now, this is a question as well that you could probably get with a guess. Because, well, I guess there are a lot of drinks out there. But in President Harding's day, were there a lot of drinks? Probably not as many as there are now. So what do you think President Harding's favorite drink at the White House was? Now, this other question dates back to last Friday. What is Bob Hope's most famous song outside of Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells? Now, of course, his most famous song is Thanks for the Memories. He did that all the time. And I think second place is probably Silver Bells. It's the Christmas song that he originated, I think, in the movie The Lemon Drop Kid. But I could be wrong about that. But third on that list would be this song. It's a song he sang a whole lot of times. And it's probably a song that was more associated with him than anybody else. So what was that Bob Hope song that is not Thanks for the Memories, is not Silver Bells, but is probably the only other song that is absolutely associated with Bob Hope? Now, other people have sang it, but I think the definitive version came from Bob Hope. So there you go. 740-383-9944, 23 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Does anybody even have a guess? If you don't want the prize or aren't eligible to win, you can still call in and guess. I think that's how we all kind of learn here on the early show on WWGH Radio. But if you are eligible, we do have Columbus Zoo, we do have Zumbezi Bay, and we do have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. So the questions again, the new questions. What was Bob Hope's most famous song outside of Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells? What was President Harding's favorite drink in the White House? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? And who was the first guest on Larry King's national radio show for the Mutual Network back in the mid-1970s, when he became the first talk show to be syndicated nationally, midnight to 5 a.m. Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Take a guess. Let me know that you're awake out there, awake, up, and listening. Now, we still have our Ohio State Fair trivia as well. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? All I need's the year on that. The year that the Ohio State Fair moved to its current location at the Expo Center. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? We came kind of close with this last week. We had some guesses, and they were going very well, and we got pretty close to this one last week, but we don't have the correct answer yet. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair. Go ahead, caller.
You got time for some gab?
I do.
Well, I was just wondering, I like the time. We're going to have the daylight savings time here in about, I don't know, what is it, 1st of November, I think I looked at the calendar the other day, or the first part. Let me look here. I'll just leaf through here. Anyhow, Scott, I thought, are you going to try to get any guests, like from the schools, teachers, coaches, stuff like that, get a little review and let people know what's going on in the school system part, and maybe a little touch on a score or something from a ball game or something locally, and maybe something like that might live up the show a little bit. Maybe I'd like to hear a record or something, a music once in a while during the broadcast. Maybe we can hear your favorite music. That's what the other people, they play their favorite music, and once in a while, you know, during a half hour or something, to give you a break or something like that. Cut the monotony a little bit. That's just my opinion, if you're asking for opinions.
Well, you know, it's interesting because actually, I believe it's this Thursday, I think Thursday morning, we're going to have on the superintendent from Marion City Schools.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be interesting because school's about to start, and we'll find out what's going on with Marion City Schools. And I think as soon as the local sports scene starts up, we will cover that to a certain degree. And you know, when it comes to music, what I thought about doing at some point was taking some of these old, old songs that people never hear anymore because they don't play the old songs on the radio, that are in the public domain now that anybody can play on radio, and playing some of those songs and maybe giving some of the background on them because you never hear those anymore.
Yeah, and you know what? You got to refer to the younger people, too. They get tired of hearing old people's stuff. So you could be a mixed variety. It wouldn't have to be every day for old people. It wouldn't have to be every day for young people. But throw one in there, and if you want to listen to it, okay. If not, you can go to the bathroom or go get your breakfast coffee ready.
That's right. You can do what you need to do.
Yeah, right. You can give the audience a break, too. Yeah, I'd like to hear a little bit about what's going on the outside, even if it's a day late. You know, if you read it in the paper, a lot of us, including myself, quit taking the paper. It got to be, it wasn't news, it was history. And that was because it was old. About a day after, well, that's over with. So, I just thought maybe if you want to hear a little gab about something like that, it'd be two little hit things on, just go for it and see.
Well, yeah, and I think it could be very interesting because I think, honestly, that it's good to talk about history, and people like to talk about history, but there are a lot of things currently going on that people are interested in.
Yeah, and trivia, you know, it gets to be old about this and that to me. Now, that's my opinion, and you maybe can have a little younger history or trivia, you know, what's going on, and see what your listeners listen to, you know, or what they like to hear. Give a prize away for a call-in. Somebody said, hey, why don't you have this once in a while? Maybe get that on the air. Maybe somebody will say, hey, I'll call in if they like to hear that. They're afraid they might get chewed out or get thrown out.
You never know. You never know what people's fears are, that's for sure.
Yeah, you never know what's under a cow turd till you kick it over. See you later.
See ya.
See, that's interesting, because if there's something you would want to have featured on this program, we would love to hear that as well. 740-383-9944, 29 coming up on 30 minutes past the hour. And it's kind of interesting, because sometimes when you're sitting here, you don't really know what something... Well, we had the incident a few weeks ago when the amazing Kreskin was on. Now, I could hear him okay in my headphones, but apparently he was not heard very well going over the airwaves. So sometimes I'll ask the audience, are you hearing the callers okay? Because the callers are a very important part of this show. To be honest, the callers, you guys out there, know more about what's going on in Marion than I do. You get around. You know things that I don't know. You have opinions that are far more important than my opinions. And we do want to do a show here in the morning on WWGH Radio that is catered to you. So what are some things that you would be interested in hearing on this show from time to time, the new time, 8:10 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday? What is something that would pique your interest? If you have any opinions, give me a call, 740-383-9944. And actually, when it comes back to the telephone, let me know how callers are sounding when they call in. Not just celebrities, but local people as well. Because we have been messing with the phones again to try to get this exactly right. Because some people like to come in here, and I've never understood this. We had the phone set up perfectly at one point, and somebody came in here and messed with the knobs, which totally throws off the phones. And I don't know why they do that, but it takes some time getting things worked out again. Now, I think we're pretty close right now. I think the colors are being heard pretty well, but you never really know. So, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Now, as I was saying about the Ohio State Fair, we came pretty close on this question last week. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? Now, through a lot of guesses and a lot of trying, we came very close. Let's see if we get the answer to that today. What year was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? In 1989, there was a memorable event, kind of a tragic event, that happened at the Ohio State Fair. Does anybody remember what that event was in 1989? What year was the Ohio entrance constructed at the Ohio State Fair? And why was the fair director fired in 1992? I do believe that's the only time a fair director has been fired. Could be wrong about that, but I think that's right. And then from our 4th of July trivia, we still don't have this one. We had a lot of guesses on this one back around the 4th of July. What happens at the Liberty Bell every July 4th? Has anybody figured that one out yet? What happens at the Liberty Bell every July 4th? 740-383-9944. Tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or if you just want to call in and answer the question, take a guess, feel free to do that as well. So, here they are, a quick rundown of the questions on the table. What happens at the Liberty Bell on July 4th? Why was the fair director, the Ohio State Fair director, fired in 1992? What year was the Ohio entrance constructed at the Ohio State Fair? What was memorable and kind of tragic about the 1989 Ohio State Fair? What year was the grandstand demolished? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? And then our new questions that we had yesterday, which we've only had one of these answered so far. What was Bob Hope's famous song other than Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells? What would have been the third most popular song that Bob Hope was identified? And when you think about it, other than Thanks for the Memories and other than Silver Bells, I think he sang this in more specials than any other song. And it's really the only other song that's highly associated with Bob Hope. So what was the other song other than Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells that was associated with Bob Hope? Also, our President Harding trivia. Do we know about our president? What was President Harding's favorite drink in the White House? Does anybody know his favorite drink? Does anybody know what year President Harding started to have health issues? Health issues that would eventually take his life later on in life. What did President Harding's mother do for a living? Does anybody know what she did? We talk a lot about his father, but do we know what his mother did? And who was the first guest on Larry King's national radio show? When he went national on the Mutual Broadcasting Network, which I don't even think's around anymore, in the mid-1970s, he got a big guest for his first show. Who was Larry King's first guest on his national mutual radio show in the mid-1970s? And this was a big name, to be sure. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Or if you have a suggestion for this show, or like yesterday, we had a gentleman call in who was telling us about the repaving of Main Street. If there's something going on in the community that you know is going on that you want to talk about, give us a ring. 740-383-9944. We would certainly love to hear about it. Now, let's see here. What do we have going on this morning? I had some papers laid out here. See, if I was organized, this would be a lot easier. Let's see. Does anybody have any theories on President Harding's dog collar? We've talked about this a lot. Our President Harding's, not President Harding's dog collar, President Harding's dog's dog collar, Laddie Boy, the gold dog collar, that was stolen from President Harding's home back in 2012, I believe. Does anybody know what happened to that dog collar? You know, that is still a tremendous mystery to me because, now think about it, it's 2012, it's certainly modern times. This dog collar was on the second floor of the Harding home. Now, the Harding home's on Mount Vernon Avenue, and back in 2012, Mount Vernon Avenue would have been just as busy as it is now. Now, to get to the second floor, the person who took the dog collar, first of all, would have had to have known exactly where the dog collar was, because it's dark, and obviously you were looking for something in particular, and I think that was the only thing that was stolen that night. They brought a ladder, they broke a window to steal it, and then we've never heard anything more of it. Now, how do you think that happened? How in the world did somebody either carry a ladder down Mount Vernon Avenue in the middle of the night or pull up with a truck with a ladder in it in the middle of the night, put it on the side of the Harding home, know at that time that obviously there was no security, break a window in the middle of the night, reach in, grab the dog collar, climb back down the ladder, get in the car, and go on. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if I have a question.
Go ahead.
I won a prize last week, and I wanted to know what time I could pick my prize up.
I tell you, we will be here until noon today and 1 tomorrow.
Noon today, 1 tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, if you have a prize to pick up, we'll be here until noon today and 1 o'clock tomorrow on Wednesday, and 1 o'clock Thursday and 1 o'clock Friday. So if you have a prize to pick up, we'll be here till noon today, 1 o'clock Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We will be here until. But, you know, this dog collar thing fascinates me to this day because that is a residential neighborhood on the busiest street in Marion. You would think somebody would have driven by and saw a ladder on the Harding home, or they would have had to have heard the window being broken, or you would have just had to have heard a story. I mean, it's been 7 years now since it was stolen, of who might have done this, or maybe somebody you know of saw what happened. Or you know what happened to the collar? Did they bury it in the backyard? What happened? I've never heard anybody who had any information on this
That's what's fascinating to me. I've never heard anybody who knew anything about this dog collar. It's the weirdest thing. Because it would seem somebody would have to have seen something. 740-383-9944. Any input on any of this coming up on 41 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio? It's interesting stories like that that interest me the most. Kind of like the Gypsy Queen here in Marion, which I don't think a lot of people know about to this day, even though we have talked about that a lot here on the station. I think that's an interesting story. I think a lot of people find the Merchant Ball in the Marion Cemetery to be an interesting story. I think there are stories about the Harding home being haunted. I think there used to be stories about the old YMCA being haunted. And Mike Wilson yesterday had some ghost hunters on, which I thought was an interesting show because I don't know how many people believe in ghosts. And if you believe in ghosts, have you ever seen one? You know, you don't have to give your name. As a matter of fact, that's a good question here with 19 minutes left to go. Do you believe in ghosts? And if you don't, what do you think these people are seeing? And if you do, do you have a ghost story to tell? Do you have something odd that has happened in your life that makes you think that maybe something like that does exist? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, 42 minutes past the hour. And remember, the new time for the early show here on WWGH Radio is 8:10 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. We would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. And again, our trivia questions lay out on the table here this morning. Who was the first guest on Larry King's national radio show? The first guest on Larry King's national radio show. What did President Harding's mother do for a living? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What was President Harding's favorite drink in the White House? And what was the song that Bob Hope was known for other than Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells? What was the other song that Bob Hope was most known for? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Or if you just want to call in and answer the questions, please feel free to do that. Or if there's anything else on your mind that you are interested in talking about, we would love to hear that too. Thanks to our caller yesterday, we know some work's being done on Main Street, and we hope that work is going by very well. Do want to remind you today that the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on from 2:10 to 3 p.m. today. Voice of the People with Linda Sims will be on 4:10 to 5. And the Pastor's Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on 5:10 until 6 p.m. tonight. All good programming here on WWGH Radio. All right, 740-383-9944. Anything anybody want to talk about or any answer to any of our trivia questions? I thought with the President Harding trivia that this would pique people's interest because people seem to be highly interested in things that they don't know about President Harding. But who knows? Who knows? All right, here's something. We started this last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, but it's kind of fun because, as you know, colleges have rivalries. Obviously, at Ohio State, there's been a rivalry with Michigan that goes way back and heats up every November. Now, people have come up with sayings about other colleges. And we've went through some of these on the show here. I have them listed here in alphabetical order. So apparently these go on with all colleges. Now, last week, we only got through, I think, Alabama, Arizona, and Arizona State. Now, here were some of the highlights from those schools. Now, this is about Alabama. What's the difference between Alabama and Cheerios? The difference between Alabama and Cheerios. One belongs in a bowl, the other doesn't. That's not a bad one. Now, Arizona. Why do Arizona students have TGIF on their shoes? Why do Arizona students have TGIF on their shoes? Answer, toes go in first. Not a bad one in Arizona. Now, Arizona State, which is different than Arizona. Now, this is a really heavy-hitting joke toward Arizona State. What do you get when you drive quickly through the Sun Devil campus? What do you get when you drive quickly through the Sun Devil campus? An undergraduate degree. Kind of a shot at the intelligence of Arizona State. Does anybody have any of these that would be G-rated? Have you heard any jokes? I'm sure a lot of people have heard the jokes about Michigan from Ohio State, and maybe have even heard some of the Michigan jokes that they do in Michigan about Ohio State. Now remember, they've got to be G-rated if you're going to call them in and say them over the air. But does anybody have any of these type of jokes? Now, some of these I can't tell on the air. Not that they would be wrong to tell on the air, but we just don't want to be that risky. Risque, I think is the term they say. Risque, this early in the morning. I'm looking at one right now that is just, it's so off color that you can't tell it. And you don't want to hear that while you're eating your breakfast. Why would you want to hear that? So we're going to have to move on past Arizona here. Let's see here. Okay, here's one about Auburn. Auburn. All right. This is a good one. How do you get an Auburn student off your porch? Now remember the setup. How do you get an Auburn student off your porch? Pay him for the pizza. Not bad. Now remember, these are written by college kids. Let's see here. Now this one, I think, has to do with the rivalry between Auburn and Alabama. Okay? Now remember, you have to know that Auburn and Alabama have a bit of a rivalry. Why is Auburn always in the dark? Because they're afraid of Alabama power. Not a bad one. Why is Auburn always in the dark? Because they're afraid of Alabama power. Now, see, when you get a rivalry going, things like that can happen. Now, see, there's one about Baylor that is the same kind of thing that was about, the same kind of joke that was written about Arkansas. So we're not going to do that one. Let's see here. Now, this is Bowling Green. So here we are in Ohio. All right. What do you say when you see a Bowling Green graduate in a suit? Will the defendant rise? Will the defendant please rise? Now, see, that, you know, I don't know. It's interesting humor. Now, Bowling Green is kind of an interesting college, I think, here in Ohio. I was talking to Fran Vall about this the other day because he's had a lot to do with Bowling Green over the years. And a lot of students from Marion County, and I don't know if it's the same thing with other counties in Ohio as well, I would expect it is, are always very interested to go to Bowling Green. Now, does anybody know what the high appeal of Bowling Green College has been over the years for people in Ohio? Maybe you have a student who's headed off to Bowling Green at some time in the future. Does anybody know what the great appeal about Bowling Green College here in Ohio is? Give us a ring. 740-383-9944. Now, if you have kids going to Bowling Green, or a grandkid, or a niece, or a nephew, or a friend, or whatever it may be, remember, I did not write these jokes. These are jokes that are probably as old as the hills. But again, the joke about Bowling Green, I'll say it again because it's an Ohio school. What do you say when you see a Bowling Green graduate in a suit? Will the defendant please rise? Kind of interesting. All right. Now we could head to California here. Maybe not. Some odd things there to do with California. Well, we might put a stop to these just for a moment to just go back and see if there's anything on anybody's mind out there. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Have you found the new home of the early show? Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. See, you know, you get a little worried because you say, well, are the people getting up at 6:30 and not hearing this show saying, well, it must not be on anymore? We're still on. We're just coming on an hour and a half later at 10 after 8 and going through 10 in the morning. So that's the only change that has been made. Or maybe it's too early for people to answer trivia questions. Because this is a busy time of the morning. People are in their car, they're headed to work, they might be in their office already by this point. They're, you know, on their way with their day. Who knows? But here's the question. Questions. Who was the first guest on Larry King's national radio show? Who was the first guest on Larry King's national radio show? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What was President Harding's favorite drink in the White House? What do you think President Harding might have been drinking in the White House? And what was Bob Hope's most famous song outside of Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells? What would that song have been? Does anybody know what it was? I would like to hear somebody sing that song. It's such a catchy tune. It really is. And the way Bob Hope sang it was very, very unique. Now, the only other person that I've heard sing this song that I'm talking about and do it as well as Bob Hope did it was Kelsey Grammer, of all people. Kelsey Grammer, we probably all know best as Frasier on the TV series Frasier and Cheers. But I heard him do a version of this that was very close to what Bob Hope did. The question is, other than Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells, what was Bob Hope's other famous song? 740-383-9944. And the other day, you know, I was thinking about some of these questions as I was driving down the road. And obviously Bob Hope's most famous song was Thanks for the Memories. But I cannot remember how the song went. Does anybody remember how the Thanks for the Memories song went? I know it was debuted in a movie. I think the big broadcast of 1938 is when he first sang Thanks for the Memories. But I heard Bob Hope sing this song, you know, thousands of times. He always used it at the end of all his specials on NBC. And I cannot remember how the song goes. I know, you know, it's Thanks for the Memories, for rainy afternoons, for ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, something tunes. You know, and that's about it. That's all I can remember. Isn't that nuts? That I cannot remember anything. I mean, of course, I could look it up. But see, I'm trying to put my brain to the test. Does anybody know the lyrics to Thanks for the Memories? Was anybody a big Bob Hope fan or fan of the movie of the big broadcast of 1938? Because I cannot remember the lyrics to that. I know there was something about burning toast and prunes in there. You know, I remember little bits of it. And at the end, you know, we thank you so much. But that's it. That's all I can remember. Does anybody know the lyrics to Thanks for the Memories? 740-383-9944. Now, of course, now Silver Bells, you know, that, to be honest with you, I hear it every Christmas. It's one of my favorite Christmas songs. But now that I think about it, I really don't know if I know the lyrics to it. You know, it's city sidewalks, busy sidewalks, danced in holiday charm. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. See, you didn't know there was going to be a musical act today. As poor as it is, you're getting a musical act. You know, somebody once said to me, because I was on radio, I guess, boy, you must have a good singing voice. Well, you know, if they heard this show this morning, they would certainly know that that is not true. But it's kind of hard to remember these things, if you think about it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that one about President Harding, what he drank, would that give us a little lead if it was alcohol or a soft drink or some idea like that?
Well, It's a little interesting because President Harding was for prohibition. He believed that alcohol should be banned, but you are exactly right that the drink was a drink with alcohol in it.
Yeah, because most people that ban something, they do it themselves, see? Yeah. But if everybody's against something, well, they do it themselves, but they won't admit it. So how about the one about the dog collar, the gold? Is there ever... how about an estimate on how much that would be worth? That was gold. Somebody would know something if it was a little thing like a little necklace they wear around, a thin thing, or was it just show, or was it actually a collar that could be hooked up to a leash, or what would be the estimate value? I imagine that museum should have something about that. I'd like to know how much it cost and why it disappeared. Nobody knows.
Well, you know, I imagine it was pretty pricey because it's my understanding it was completely made of gold, and I think the people who stole it obviously understood its value, but I really don't know why there's never been anything on it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure somebody knows if somebody's got the history on it, for God's sake. You'd know how much an estimate of value it would be. They could estimate everything in their catalog in the museum, what kind of value that have somewhat, you know, maybe not today's value, or it'd be worth more today than it was then, and this and that. But a dog collar, why?
It's very strange that it has never turned up.
Was it pure gold, or was it leather and had a couple pieces of gold, or, you know, stuff like that? You never know. Somebody lied to the founder and said, heck, I'll just wear this around my neck.
Well, you know, for a long time I heard people say that whoever got it probably melted it down, but I would have thought there would have been people on the lookout for gold that would have been being pawned, so I don't know if I believe that or not.
Well, maybe you can get the person there at the Harding Museum or home there and have them give them a call and see if they can give an estimate how much that was worth.
Well, it'd certainly be interesting to find out.
I think the Marion people likes to hear stuff like that, or is that a total secret they want to find out? How are you going to find out if it's a total secret, no information about it, you know, like I say?
Well, that's what I agree with you 100%.
Everybody's hush-hush about stuff, you know. They want to know something, but they don't want to give out any information about it. Maybe the case is pending.
It could be. Hey, we're going to break. Call back after the break.
I'll see you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with the early show here on WWGH Radio.
Icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, How many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can count them up.
Do you think that it's good that Bob Dole is the only Republican past candidate for president who's shown at this event? Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt of the anti-Trump people in some way, and I think